With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hurricane Milton is heading on a deadly track toward the western Florida coast this evening, packing Category 3 winds as it nears the Tampa, Sarasota, Florida area. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says residents need to take evacuation orders to heart.
We have the transportation necessary. We have the shelters available. There are still gas stations open. They're being clearly a high demand, but they're being refilled as quickly as the port can get that done. So you just need to get to higher ground. You have to get out of that surge area.
By late afternoon, some officials said the time had passed for such efforts. They urged people who had not yet evacuated to stay put. There have been some political ramifications of hurricane relief.
In Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump says FEMA's work in North Carolina for Hurricane Helene is a disaster.
They had no money. You know where they gave the money? To illegal immigrants coming in, many of whom are killers.
President Biden responded from the White House.
What a ridiculous thing to say. It's not true.
The president says people are wrongly being told property is being confiscated, and people affected by the storm will only get $750, and that's it.
No one should make the American people question whether their governments will be making sure that this disaster when it strikes, they'll be there. We will, all of us.
The president says this is harmful for people who need relief the most. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel's defense minister has warned that his country's retaliation for a recent Iranian missile attack will be lethal and surprising. While the Israeli military pushed ahead with a large-scale operation in northern Gaza and a ground offensive in Lebanon against Hezbollah militants. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 431 points, the Nasdaq rose 108, the S&P advanced 41. This is SRN News. Toyota quits woke capitalism.
The Japanese auto giant says it will no longer support gay pride parades and LGBT summer camps for kids. Toyota is just the latest major company to abandon the gay agenda as a groundswell of protest from Christians, conservatives, and parents builds across the country. Big firms are also looking at what happened to Bud Light when it decided to partner with a transgender influencer. A boycott of that beer destroyed sales and cost three executives their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report on Eritrea by International Christian Concern calls it the North Korea of Africa for its persecution of believers. The ICC study finds that Baptists and Pentecostals experience the harshest treatment. They're subject to arrest, enforced indefinite and brutal military conscription on labor. There's no due process, and some are imprisoned for years without being sentenced for a crime. This is SRN News. Wall Street finished strong after big losses in Asia.
Stocks rose to more record highs on Wall Street, despite another big drop in China. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7% Wednesday to beat the all-time high it set last week. The Dow rallied 431 points, that's about 1%, to hit its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%. Wall Street was relatively calm despite another hectic day for China's markets. Stocks fell in Shanghai to their worst loss since February 2020, following disappointment that China's government isn't offering more stimulus for the world's second-largest economy. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.07%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The U.S. Department of Justice is considering asking a federal judge to force Google to sell parts of its business in order to eliminate its online search monopoly. But it's just one of the many potential remedies under consideration. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.